Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
It's 8:50 on Morning Edition and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today are being given mixed calls by traders around the Midwest, but most see strengthening markets later in the week. Terminals are called steady to a dollar higher today. Peoria is called a dollar higher with a top price of $45. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, September 1st, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 12,242. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $62.03 to $70, the weighted average $67.59, a gain of 80 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48 to $54.50, and the weighted average was $52.75. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 7,589. The base price range was $59.75 to $69.65. The weighted average, $66.65, a loss of 86 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.98 to $55, and the weighted average was $51.89.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Olthoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you very much. In the U.S. Midwest, heavy rain fell during the weekend in eastern South Dakota, southeastern North Dakota, Minnesota, central and parts of eastern Iowa, northern Illinois, and southwestern Wisconsin. Rainfall in these areas ranged from 1 to 3 inches. Rain fell more lightly in Nebraska, the remainder of Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas, with moisture totals varying from a few hundredths of an inch to up to a half inch. Rain was also reported late last week and early in the weekend in Ohio, northeastern Indiana, and far southeastern Michigan from the remnants of Tropical Storm Ernesto. But rainfall was less than a half inch. Weekend highest temperatures were in the upper 60s and 70s north to lower 80s south. Showers will wind down in eastern portions of the Midwest today and early Wednesday, with the next wave of rain coming from a cool front pushing south out of Canada this weekend. The new frontal system will not produce much moisture in the western Corn Belt, but eastern areas could get some locally greater amounts. Another few days of limited rainfall will then pass before a succession of two weather disturbances occurs from September 16th to the 20th that will produce rain across many areas. None of the rain will be heavy enough to harm unharvested crop quality. Temperatures will be seasonable throughout the next 2 weeks, and highs will be in the 70s to lower 80s for the next few days, cool into the 60s and 70s this weekend, and warm back into the 70s and 80s for a brief period next week. A little more significant cooling may occur near and beyond mid-month, and there's no risk of frost or freeze in the Midwest for the next week to 10 days. The seasonable weather pattern should translate into favorable late-season crop maturation and harvest progress. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, no significant rain fell in the Delta during the weekend, and highest temperatures were in the 80s to lower 90s. Lows were no cooler than the upper 50s to lower 60s. Rain fell in the southeastern states, with a few areas from extreme southeast Alabama and interior Georgia to Virginia. Rainfall varied widely, with mostly dry conditions in northern Florida and eastern South Carolina, and rainfall totals of 2.75 inches in southeastern Georgia and 2.26 inches in east central Georgia. Eastern Virginia was wettest Friday due to Tropical Storm Ernesto, moving inland and producing rainfall of 3 to more than 5 inches in some locations, and ice temperatures were in the 80s to lower 90s, lows in the upper 50s and 60s. Not much rain fell in the Delta this week. Next week will offer a couple weather disturbances that might produce some moisture. However, the odds disfavor general rain for the region. Soil moisture deficits will likely continue through mid-month. The southeastern states will continue to receive rain more often and more significantly than that of the Delta, and crop maturation harvest conditions will not be at their best during the next 2 weeks. Temperatures will be seasonable through the next 2 weeks, with highs mostly varying in the 80s with lows in the 50s and 60s. Several extreme highs will reach in the lower 90s in the southernmost areas, with a few 70s occur in portions of Virginia and North Carolina. Rain will be limited in the Delta this week, with no good chance for precipitation until Sunday through Tuesday, and amounts then will also be light. Another chance of showers may occur September 14th to the 15th, with limited precipitation and coverage, and there could be some more on the September 20th to 21st. All three rain events will work together to slow field work, but rain amounts will not likely be enough to knock down drought down by much. The southeastern states will receive additional rain today and Wednesday, and again toward the end of the week and the weekend, with good coverage and sufficient amounts to keep region plenty moist. A few showers will also occur Friday and Saturday of this week, but amounts then will be sporadic and light. Summer crops will need greater period of net drying in the southeastern states after recent rain, and that is expected in the next coming week. The Delta will see good crop maturation harvest weather over the next several days, with some interference possible during the second week of the outlook. Temperatures will be seasonable with highs in the 80s to around 90 through the weekend, with exception of Virginia and North Carolina, where some rainy conditions may hold temperatures down a little bit. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Oltoff.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 486 and a quarter, up 1.5. Last trade up 4. March 494 and 3/4, up 2.75. Last trade up 4.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 406, up 4.75. Last trade up 5.25. December 422 3/4, up 3.25. Last trade up 6.5. March 440 3/4, up 1.75. Last trade up 3.75. July 451 3/4, up 3/4. Last trade up 5.5. September corn opened at 231.5, up 1.5. Last trade up 3.5. December 245.5, down 1/4. Last trade up 3.25. March 260, down 0.5. Last trade up 3.75. May 270.25, unchanged. Last trade up 3. July 279.25, unchanged. Last trade up 3.25. September 286, down 1/4. Last trade down 1/4. Red line December 296, down 1/4. Last trade up 2.75. December oats opened at 193.5, up 0.5, last trade up 1. November beans opened at 550.5, down 1, last trade down 1. January 563 3/4, down 1, last trade down 1/4. March 575, down 1.25, last trade unchanged. May 583, down 4.25, last trade down 4.25. July 597, down 1/4, last trade unchanged. September soybean meal up at 157.60, unchanged, last trade down 60. October soybean oil opened at 24.90, down 1, and last trade unchanged. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
The wheat, the leader to the upside potential today?
Yes, it is. We had wheat buys by various outfits, and still the world is very tight in supply and worried about the southern hemisphere's wheat. There were some rains, I think, in some parts of Argentina and Brazil, but they're still super dry. Here, our crop is not that great either, so it's pushing it up here. Got maybe another 25, 30 cents before maybe somebody would be talking about, you know, barriers.
Note that over at Kansas City, the September wheat crop, contract, sitting right on the 50-day moving average. Do you think there's buy stops above that, Pete?
Oh, I think there are. Yeah, I do believe there would be. And you know, Kansas City struggled more in Chicago, which is kind of strange, but because it was in tighter supply here than the soft wheat. But I think it's ready to take off again now, too.
The overnights showed corn up 3.5 cents, and that in the September and the December, 3.25. We see that today, and we're into that gap that was left over from the August report. Are we going to fill that this week?
I think we will, yeah. Corn, the numbers people now think aren't going to get any bigger. And wheat our corn in the world is in fairly tight supply. It just happens the U.S. has most of the excess. But, yeah, I think we'll get that filled this week.
And then soybeans today, just sort of chop around, zero
chop
to
Chop around
a
might get drug higher a little bit, but then people realize, well, its crop number is going to get a lot bigger, according to most people, because of all the good rains we've had, and that'll help hold it down. It's oversold, but by the same token, there's not anywhere it can go due to the large crop coming in.
So the calls in corn and in the beans today?
Corn is up 2 to 3. Beans are unchanged to down 1.
What about over at the Merck, sir?
Over at the Merck, we've got mixed hogs and lower cattle.
And what are your recommendations for producers, if any, today?
On corn, we're still looking at holding what we haven't sold. If we would really boom, we'd maybe sell some more, but we're looking for holding corn. On beans, we're looking for selling any old crop you've got left, replacing them on the board here sometime in late September, early October.
Thank you very much, Pete. Have a grand day.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Pete joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILOAG.org.